Hey, hey, this is MC Light, also known as Light Tro, also known as Light the MC, and you're chilling Hip Hop Digest. That's how it's going down.
And what kind of player am I? Am I an offensive man or a defensive man? That's right, I'm neither. I play my opponent. If he likes to attack, I force him to defend himself. If he's a cautious man, I draw him into dangerous waters. See, you get so frustrated playing defensive positions, you make stupid moves you'd never make if you were thinking. When you come here, boy, check that shit at the door. 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 At the door.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And, of course, it's E. Green. What's up, family?
What's good?
What's good? No doubt. No doubt.
Happy. Yeah, we gave him two shows last week, didn't we?
Yo, the Daddy-O's was crazy. Yo.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you. We got it in last week.
I'm going to tell you right now, yo. That Daddy-O was dropping so much knowledge, yo. It's incredible, yo. I just wanted him to talk the entire show.
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
It was like, ask a question and sit back.
Yeah, exactly. No doubt. That's what's up. On a personal note, I'm going to dedicate this show to those of us who grew up out of the Parkway Projects. The godfather to us all. Rest in peace to Ricky Jamison, known as Rick J. My man.
No doubt.
Most definitely.
No doubt, yo. So, man, coming up as a young DJ, he was our godfather.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt about it. Indeed. So, first topic on Hip Hop Digest. We're going to go ahead and continue that theme because we had some passings, and we're going to honor all of these brothers, rest in power. First goes out to Marcus Haynes, the African-American professional basketball player for the Harlem Globetrotters, notable for his remarkable ability to dribble a ball.
Handles.
Man, Marcus Haynes handles. And it's funny because a lot of people saying
how Steph Curry got the crazy handles.
Right.
This is way before.
Marcus Haynes created the crazy handle, period. So, to go to YouTube and look at that situation. Wilt Chamberlain was saying he did stuff with the basketball I could never do. He retired in 1992 after 46 years on and off with the Globetrotters and other professional teams. In 1998, he was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame, the first Globetrotter to be inducted to the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Yes.
And
a tidbit that you also may not know, he was the father-in-law to Dallas Cowboys' Drew Pearson.
All right.
I ain't going to hate right now. I don't know Cowboy stuff, but it's okay.
I'm just putting it out there. It's just general information, yo.
Yeah,
no
Diff must have put something in your pocket.
just general information. And the second, rest in paradise, the brother we lost. Now, this brother played probably the most famous bass line in the history of music. I'm going to give you each just a couple of seconds. What this song do you think it would be, Kurt G? Don't think too long.
Oh, boy.
And Color, what song? Yeah, the most famous bass line.
I ain't going to start because Scotcha had me saying something crazy.
Okay. Rest in peace, Louis Johnson of the Brothers Johnson. You know him for his countless hits.
I'll
Be Good to You.
Yeah.
Strawberry Letter 23, Stomp, which is probably one of my favorite. Okay. Get the Funk Out of My Face. But the most famous bass line that he played is Billie Jean.
Oh, wow.
Yes. He played Billie Jean. He also played the bass line for Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. He also played the bass line to George Benson's Give Me the Night.
Damn.
He also played the bass line for Michael McDonald's I Keep Forgetting.
Would not have known that.
Nah. Yes. Louis Johnson of the Brothers Johnson. Hence, that's the picture I text you. Gotcha. Rest in peace, Louis Johnson.
Yeah, I just saw the, I was waiting for you to call me, then I saw that you texted me. That's why I didn't even really get into it. But you left me out there, but it's all good.
Nah.
I just got an education.
That's what's up. So we certainly want to say rest in peace to all those brothers. My heart is heavy tonight because Rick J,
Rick J Mox.
That's crazy.
Exactly. You know what I mean? No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, yo, word is born. Your man, the corporate, is having a hell of a time. This title shit is getting him under, I think, a little bit. As of press time, all of Beyonce's music may be taken down from Tidal. According to Bloomberg Business, Tidal is in danger of losing one of their music's co-owners and biggest faces of the company, Beyoncé. Yes.
Well, how does that happen, sir?
Well, that happens because when Jay acquired Tidal and it started a change of ownership, which means Jay-Z had to renegotiate streaming contracts with all three major companies, Universal, Warner, and Sony Music. Universal distributes Jay's Roc Nation, but that don't matter. Well, actually, he got a quick agreement with his company, Universal. But Sony is saying they want a large balloon payment up front. And right now, people are on a gag order for the negotiations.
Sony is Sony. Is saying, nigga, that might be your wife. But we own her music.
So Jay is in a bit of a pickle. Sony is playing hardball, saying we want a balloon payment for Beyonce's shit, as well as a balloon payment for everybody else. Not only will they pull Beyonce, but they'll pull every Sony artist off Tidal if Jay don't come up with the proper amount of money.
You saying you made Bay? Make another one. Well, we gotta watch out for the beehive, the beehive, though.
Yeah, I heard that's critical.
Watch out for that.
Yeah, no doubt. So what I'm saying is, if they even lose Beyonce's music only for a day, the publicity and you know how we dealing with the corporate, and it's all about image and it's all about publicity. Everything is well crafted with the Carters anyway. You know, if he loses the music just for a day, Kurt G, can you speculate on what's really good?
The deal's going to get done, B.
The deal's going to get done?
It's going to get done because he can't lose her. That just crashes the ship. He can't lose her. So the deal's going to get done. It's going to hurt him. He's going to be pissed. And as soon as Beyonce can get off the label, she's gone.
Oh, yeah. So you're saying this done soured their future earnings.
But still, that catalog is still going to be there.
Oh, yeah. See, he can't fuck with that.
Yeah, that's true. See, I don't think people were paying attention when the gangsters in Cupertino issued to all labels. You know, people in Cupertino, that's Apple Music and all them niggas, they issued this shit and said, when your contract is up, renegotiate and be tougher on these small timers. The title is small time compared to what Apple and them niggas is getting ready to do. So them motherfuckers in Cupertino, yo, you gotta watch them motherfuckers, yo.
I bet you they don't play hardball with the gangsters out there.
No, because see what Apple is getting ready to offer them is some neck shit. So I'm just saying, you know, watch them niggas, yo. That's what's up. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is I gotta file this under what the fuck?
WTF.
Lil Wayne's tour bus shooter may have ties to Young Thug. When Lil Wayne's tour bus was shot up in Young Thug's hometown of Atlanta, there was a lot of whispers and innuendo that Young Thug may be involved.
I thought that was his idol.
Now that they caught the nigga, somebody by the name of Jimmy Carlton Winfrey has been charged in the shooting, charged with aggravated assault, terroristic threats, possession of a firearm by a felon, criminal gang activity, all related to the shooting. What is worse, is reportedly that Mr. Winfrey used to be Young Thug's tour manager and carried out the shooting because he was trying to gain status in the Bloods by committing a high-profile shooting of a rival rap artist. What the fuck, son?
Damn, he should have just talked to Chris Brown.
I'm just saying, though, yo, what the fuck? I mean, are you telling me that there's Negroes out there with, I'm a shoot up Wayne's tour bus, and that's going to be good for me?
I'm trying to get in this game. So this is what I got to do to get in the game.
Man, really? Is that really?
That's why I don't understand that gang shit, B.
And you go from ex-manager to doing that?
I'm just...
Wow.
Wow, I don't know.
You're thinking manager in the true sense of the word manager. See, that's where you're wrong, B. It's not that way. This is your nigga from the hood. You got everybody around you, the niggas you hang out with. Okay, you're going to be my manager. You're going to be my weed carrier. You're going to be the driver. This is what they did. They all in the trap giving out jobs.
I'm trying to understand the mentality. And maybe it's because it's not a, I don't have a criminal-minded mentality, how that could be good for him. Okay, I'm going to take a gun and I'm going to shoot up Wayne's tour bus. That's going to be good for me. Just on a common sense scale, I'm trying to understand that, Swerve.
There is no common sense in
I'm
that,
I'm
going
to tell you like my grandma used to say, all sense ain't common.
Right.
Damn. It's unbelievable, yo. So, I beg the question. A lot of people are saying, oh, you know, today's hip hop is soft. Today's hip hop ain't real. Are these acts by these guys proving that they are more real?
Well, can I just go ahead and just answer the question and get it out the way?
Go ahead.
That shit ain't got nothing to do with hip hop, B.
Ah.
Nothing at all.
It doesn't have anything to do with hip hop. But the fact that niggas' mentality is such that you would do some shit like that just to get in a gang?
But that ain't new either.
I know it's not. They've been doing that gang initiation shit. They just roll up on a motherfucker and just kill him just to get in the gang.
So basically what we're dealing with here in rap music, in commercial rap music, it is better to be a jail nigga. Jail niggas are, that is the image put forth. Real jail niggas.
They get more respect. Because like you said, they look like they're being more real, but they're being more stupid.
Right.
I'm just wondering if young guys who are idolizing cats are really into that. Because don't get me wrong, you know, I was a Just Ice guy. I like Just Ice. But I remember when Just Ice showed up on America's Most Wanted, I was like, fuck that. I just kind of remember saying, fuck all that jail shit. I'm going to fuck what Just Ice talking about. And that's my man. I like Just Ice, but I don't know. I wonder if young guys are saying that, you know, this Young Thug, this Blood shit, this Chris Breezy shit, this back and forth shit. Oh, fuck that. Them niggas dumb.
Nah. Pretty much.
They ain't calling them dumb, dude. A lot of them just, they like that shit.
Word.
Yo, Young Thug, I told you, his name Young Thug for a reason, yo. That nigga, he hard, yo.
Nah, bro.
Man, they off that Grand Theft Auto, B. They're not thinking that it's real.
Unbelievable. So next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is your boy Hot Boy Turk subpoenas Universal Music Group. You know, fuck all that dealing with Birdman and them niggas. I'm going around them niggas. We're going to subpoena Universal Music Group. Hot Boy Turk says he still believes that he's owed money. His lawyer, they sent a motion and said that we have subpoenaed a Universal Music Group and we want their records. Your boy is saying, I'm supposed to be getting checks. I'm on platinum albums. I never got publishing. I never got royalties. I never got none of that. I appreciate Baby and Slim and what they did for me, but the fact remains, you owe me. And his lawyer is saying, fuck dealing with cash money. We're going to your boss. I want my motherfucking money.
I want my daddy's records.
But see, the way the litigant got things set up.
Yeah, B.
I don't understand. First of all, I mean, there is a judgment against the litigant and them for $1.3 million. How do they get around not paying that? That's what I want to understand. How do you do that? Or do you just not fucking pay it?
You just keep putting motions out,
right,
B.
They got lawyers, too. What it is, Turk, what's going to happen to you in the end? Let me tell you what's going to happen to you, my brother. Whatever you get, your lawyer's going to take most of that. That's what's going to happen. And then you're going to be wanting to file a lawsuit against your lawyer.
Oh, damn.
Because all this work he putting in, that's why he going after Universal, because he got bigger pockets.
That's unbelievable, yo. Wow. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know if anybody in the Hip Hop Digest family is a real legal ease that can kind of let me in on that. I'm just wondering how you can have judgments against you and be like, fuck paying.
He ain't got to pay it.
Because if Uncle Sam come at you.
That's a different story.
That's a whole different game.
That's a whole
right
different
there.
Game right there. See, Uncle Sam, when he talks, niggas listen. I guarantee right. If Uncle Sam called up, and said, excuse me, Mr. Williams, we want our $1.3 million. Guarantee you within a week, he's fucking putting the check out there.
Right.
Because he ain't
without
trying to
even
go to jail.
About it.
Oh,
there's no risk of going to jail for fucking over Turk.
Oh, I got you. So Sammy, when Sammy call, Sammy can lock niggas up.
Exactly.
Okay. Pretty much.
Turk can't do none of that shit.
That ain't
nope.
happening.
All wow. he can do is go broke trying to file motions.
It's what's going to happen. And your lawyer is going to get a lot of that money, B. You're
wow.
going to be yeah. fucked in the end.
Damn. That's what's up. Yo, next up, I'm going to Hip Hop Digest. GZA pens an open letter to hip hop and saying that lyricism is gone. The Wu-Tang rapper GZA recently penned an article. Now, I did not read this. It's on Q-Point. Q-Point is probably one of the best sites ever. I love their articles for the most part. But he said the lost art of lyricism. GZA states there were great lyricists in hip hop, but today mainstream hip hop lyricism is gone. And he goes on to cites everybody we always cite: Nas, Big Daddy Kane, Melly Mel, Biggie, etc., etc. Now I know young guys would say, "Oh fuck that, GZA's an old hating ass nigga." Big Sean got them lyrics, Drake got them lyrics, and Swervin, Kurt G. Are we dealing with they got them lyrics on paper, or they just really just don't have that good of lyrics?
I give these niggas being more witty than being more lyrical than anything.
Really?
They're just witty. They may say some shit just to, that you'd be like, oh, okay, I get it.
Well, I will get a young boy's this. I think that they have their own slang. I think they have their own language that, you know, that they communicate with. I mean, so they're witty in that way.
Right.
You know, a lot of these, like, I remember that whole thought shit. I know that's old now, but I'm an old motherfucker. I didn't know what the fuck that was. So, you know, and they, I guess they saying that type of shit in their songs. It's witty to them. But let's get right down to it. The GZA is saying that the communication isn't as robust as it once was.
I'm split on it because first I'm wondering why now, GZA? And second of all, these young dudes, they write some good hooks with one or two witty things said after a hook and then right back to the hook. So, I mean, this ain't nothing new for us. I'm just wondering actually why or what did GZA hear the other week that finally made him say something, or did somebody put a mic in his face? I don't know, but just...
Well, he wrote an article for Q-Point, first of all, and I think that every veteran in the game, every interview, every time somebody runs up on them, they're going to ask them the same question. And then you got people who are feeling qualified to say some shit or unqualified or whatever the case. So, I mean, if you're a veteran and GZA, yo, what do you think about the game today? What do you think about the game today? You know I'm saying, if you're in your 40s, I'm not sure you can really appreciate today's game.
Right. Is he naming names, though?
No, he's not naming no new names.
Okay.
So you want specifics.
That's always what we want. We want specifics. And if you're not going to get specifics, put out a record that shits on these kids. You know what I'm saying? Just one or the other.
Yeah,
I know it's hard to name names. I know it's hard.
I don't even know if putting out a record is going to be effective, you know, because first of all, old heads got to realize that nobody under the age of 22 is ever, ever in life going to waste 30 seconds and click on a link with you on it. No.
Yeah,
this is real talk.
People like us that will.
Yeah,
so
but
what are you doing it for? Are you doing it for the money, the fame, or are you doing it for the art? That's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, I agree with that. And then secondly, I think that when it comes to music value, we're going to merge right into the next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is record shopping. And I'm going to start this out. When it comes to the value of music, I go in different record stores a lot. And I see a lot of Future. The small 12 inches that they do print, a lot of Future, a lot of 2 Chainz, a lot of Leftover Nelly, a lot of all of these records, they can't even give that shit away.
This nigga,
right.
That's just funny as shit. He said a lot of Leftover Nellies. Like, that shit in the back refrigerator with the green shit going on it.
I'm just saying, no, but when you go in record stores, all of that shit, a lot of Cash Money. I mean, all of that shit, I mean, they are literally sitting in the quarter bin at Joe's Damn. Record Paradise. A quarter. And they can't even give that shit away.
Plus, niggas ain't buying it on vinyl when you could just download it
right,
for free.
For free. You ain't got to carry it around.
No classic shit.
Okay, but my gripe about record shopping is that I went up to the Patasco Flea Market in B-More the other day, and I'm going through some joints, and I'm looking, and I come up on a De La Soul 12-inch Say No Go, which is $24.
Whoa.
So I'm saying to myself, God damn, why is this shit $24?
Right.
So, you know, God bless the folks over at Discogs. The problem is that all these little mom and pop used record shops, now they're all experts on what they think records is, because Discogs is setting the price. So I quickly pull up my phone, type in, you know, the record, Discogs come up. There it is. First link, $24.
Damn.
I'm not saying the record ain't worth money. I'm just saying, right. God damn, everybody is a goddamn record expert now.
Well, hold on, though. Hold on.
All right.
I'll tell you who ain't record experts.
Who's that?
And that's my current shopping sprees is the thrift shops.
You're right. It depends on the thrift shop. There's a cat around the corner, Second Story Books. I'm naming names, nigga. This motherfucker. So he gets records. People want to take all their records up there. He gets records. He immediately takes the records in the back. He's on Discogs, pulling out all the shit that's on Discogs worth money. He got his eBay store set up, and then he's going to put all the junk in the front.
Oh, boy.
See, you got a lot of that shit around here. I don't know what they doing down your way.
People are just getting rid of records, and I'm just going in.
I'm just saying, which started out as a hobby that, again, because I've been doing this for a long time back in the 90s, you're right, that's what it was. The CDs were huge. People, I'm just going to get rid of my records. And so you could come in literally in a dollar bin, $2 bin, and pull out gems. The bulk of the gems I got were the dollar days gems. But now you're walking in there and shit, you know, and they got fucking $8 on a 12-inch because they don't
like they gems, B.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to say that a Master P.
A lot of that Master P shit is given away quickly, too.
Oh, okay. But I'm just saying, you might run up in there and see Ice Cream Man for $12 or something. But down here, at least, I don't think these people in the thrift stores care. They just throw them in there in stacks, and they don't care.
There are places,
You know, somebody like up there, like you said, Joe's Record Paradise, something like that, who is the new nerdy, think I'm the man, I got all the joints here. Yeah, they're going to put some tags on there, B.
But it ain't just Joe's. Like I said, up at the Patasco Flea Market, you know what I'm saying? These crusty motherfuckers in the corner and shit. Oh, hold up, I ain't looked through those records yet. I'm like, motherfucker, get the fuck out of here, nigga.
But you know what though? Seriously speaking about it, it's like a special thing now. You know what I'm saying? You knew it was going to happen eventually.
Well, and that's my other thing. See, the problem is, you got a lot of these new niggas, these millennials and shit, buying their first turntables and shit.
Right.
You know. And with them and Discogs and driving up the prices, I guess my message is to you new niggas, yo, stop paying a lot of money for this shit. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love record collecting. I'm a record collector. Yo, this whole thing, taking pictures of the covers, Instagram, got my juices jumping.
You and DJ Q better watch it, because I got some joints for you.
Oh, okay. Well, see, you know what I'm saying? We, you know, some friendly jocularity. Me, Color, yes, DJ yes, Q. I see Houston Socialite chiming in with a couple joints. So, but as a millennial, if you a new nigga, yo, do not, I repeat, do not pay a lot of money for this. You do got nut niggas. Some nut niggas going to pay $24 for that Say No Go 12-inch.
Yep.
That's ridiculous.
And who's to say what that value, I mean, what determines that value, though? Well, is it the amount of pressings? What?
Shit's like art now. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's some art shit where
when
niggas was alive painting them paintings, they them shits wasn't worth like that. They weren't worth that much money. Now them shits is worth millions of dollars. So I guess the older it gets, which even I guess is a nod to our generation of hip hop,
it is
actually worth that much.
It is, because I'm gonna tell you something.
Like
gold,
you can't give away none of that 2 Chainz shit.
Right?
Nah.
None. I'm telling you, nigga. I done seen that shit in there. Future, 2 Chainz, Yin Yang Twins, a lot of Cash Money, leftover
shit. That's
gonna
stay there, B.
I mean, that shit is in the fucking quarter bin, my nigga.
You know, we used to call CDs, what do you call, coasters. You put them joints under a plate. they're not going to have any other value.
You're taking the Cash Money, old Cash Money joint, taking over for the 99 in the 2000s.
Oh,
placemat.
I'm just
saying.
You're
not sure the cookout, huh?
And everything.
Put your ribs on it.
Most things from the golden era got a pretty good price tag on it. I mean, I mean, some of this shit in some of these places, you know what I mean? I wanted to get that nigga a chicken wing. Oh, hold up. I didn't look through those crates yet. Nigga, what the fuck are you talking about,
like,
nigga?
You fucking with that nigga money. That nigga like, fuck that shit, B. It might be worth something. I can't even let you know, rub your hands on this motherfucker.
Oh. You got to go back to negotiating and shit. When like, before you could just run
nah,
up on
B. Ain't no negotiating.
12 joints up there and pay $4.
Ain't no negotiating. Yo, again, like I said, it's Discogs, yo. If you ever go to Discogs, nigga. And like I said, I whip out Discogs myself. I'm at a when I bought the Skinny Boys album, shout out to Bridgeport, Connecticut. Their first album, I had it, lost it, got it back. I will admit, literally, you know what I'm saying? I paid $9 for it, but it was $9 on Discogs. That's who's setting the price. I mean,
damn.
It's ridiculous, you know? But
well, let's just hope that the thrift shops don't find out about Discogs.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just
saying.
If that's
the case, they're going to be setting up their own little eBay store.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You're going to see that shit niggas, inside a thrift shop.
Niggas setting up eBay stores and shit, fucking up.
You know that one over there on Capitol Heights is off that first Monday of the month, 2-for-1.
Yeah, well, I'm saying, but see, a cat like that, yo, you know, a cat just taking his old crate up there. They just trying to get money and shit.
Exactly.
You know? So that's what's up. So I wasn't really trying to rant. I'm just saying those of us who do buy records, I'm saying that to me, it has now changed from an easy hobby. You go up in there with $5 to $8, you come out with some joints. And now
but it was bound to happen though, B.
Yeah.
Now niggas
it was
exactly
bound to happen.
Boskey,
people think they exclusive sitting there with their professor glasses on, pocket squares. Listening to records with a glass of scotch.
I guess. You know what, though? It's funny because I've been rocking the records so long, I'm laughing at a lot of shit because I got a lot of shit. So.
And I'm right with you, bro.
Niggas,
I ain't worried.
You in here setting up your own eBay store, nigga.
Well, I tell you what.
I know
do
you
have
got some $100 gems in here.
Paul McCartney concert LP that may one day be worth something. And I will sell it.
You know I'll do it.
Oh shit. So anyway, that's what's up. Kerr G, you got your shit together?
Yes, sir.
Kerr G, albums of the week.
All right. This week we got Era Black, Fresh Air, Chapter 3, The Coronation. Oh, he got some joints on there, baby.
Do we?
Oh yeah. Mm.
I tell you what, that who is that? Jay Soul. Oh my good
God.
Oh boy. He must be local.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then we got Marcus D, the Lone Wolf LP. And instrumental joint is Observant, the Fifth Element.
All right. That's what's good.
Oh, I want to say, too, that I'm going to have to do a little bit of research because I thought I heard Daddy-O say he was DJing.
Yeah, he did say that.
Yeah. Celebrity DJs are at an all-time high, B.
I mean, with the technology, yo, can you blame folks, though? I guess I'm on the other side of that. With the records, it's close to my heart, so I'm like, oh, them motherfuckers. But this DJing thing is out of control.
Let me just tell you, speaking of Miss Houston socialite, she owes me 59 seconds of life because she sent on our Twitter, Dwayne Carter or whatever his name is, playing music. I almost messed up, man. It was ridiculous, B.
Hey.
Unbelievable.
Hey, I put $1 million on Jazzy Jeff up against that nigga.
I'll pick up that bet with you, B.
I'll put my house up against that.
That ain't even got to worry about that. I'm not worried.
Yeah, not at all on that one.
That's what's up. I guess we'll see y'all next week.
Yeah. Oh, and let's just say, God. And speaking of Daddy O, well, I got an email from Mr. Bobby Simmons.
That's a Sonic drummer, for those of you who don't know.
Yes, indeed. And it wasn't no, ain't no Vlad, ain't no Viper shit going on.
Oh, I'm getting ready to say.
No, ain't no Viper shit. We don't do that over here. Daddy-O and informed him. But we're going to have Mr. Simmons on the show, and we're going to talk more in depth about Stetsasonic.
Oh, okay. That's what's good, yo. So, some more Stet talk next week.
Indeed. More history talk.
Indeed. That's what's good. So, I guess now we'll see you next week.
That's it.
Peace.
Peace. One.
And shake down, you're in prison, you go to your cell, and all of a sudden they go whoop whoop and they stop the water from flowing into the, and they turn the lights and you have to take your clothes and they go through everything in your cell and you have to stand there. Period. They're looking for stuff. And what Pastor D says to the people in the church, and I'm telling you, people started cheering. He said, shakedown.
Hey yo, my windpipe got me rhyming on thin ice and disliking most of you. Connection to this is emotional. I'm overdue to represent it right, confiding in the vocal booth, along with you and everybody here. Trespassing in your airspace, a rare taste of something real. I tear walls and barriers, marrier of hate and love, throwing heart shaped slugs that penetrate and give your chest. Touch the mic like a chess piece, check kings and respect queens, giving listeners next slings. While sexing the speaker wider, your frequency frequent flyer. I used to get high and steal lighters. Now I get live and steal biters. Freedom fighter, speech writer, son of a gun, number one with a bullet since I've been insider. It's the shakedown, regulating the game, segregating all you suckers and lames. It's the shakedown, this the end of your reign. Brush the dust off and usher a change. It's the shakedown, regulating the game, segregating all you suckers and lames. It's the shakedown, this the end of your reign. Brush the dust off and usher a change.
Supply a nigga with ammo, my job to castrate Dano. Raise my people to the sky like Lando.
Yeah, bro.
Get the Luchini like Camplo, my fam slow motion. I wish I had to get right potion. This ain't the Wizard of Oz, my urban youth see prison and bars. A house where the women's in charge. Daddy's out keeping it real and doing it wrong. We long for that Diddy money. My city funny like that. Yo, Manhattan making it, Brooklyn, we stay taking it. Uh-huh. Lately we've been wasting it on all this ghetto rap. How about we teach how to get more trapped correctly? Not like they did with Pecci. Maybe you got more bars than Nestle. Maybe you tour the world on jet skis with ladies who's not fucking you cause your Bentley is Azure. Or your neck piece is pure, full of conflict stones and moans of the melanistic. Can't compute, then you're rubberistic. Blind to life, using up a misfit. List this under that nigga preaching shit. Mr. Live, Arab Black, our speech is sick. Now this is not the broadcast, hate or jealousy. Please check out my melody, this shit's a mirror.
The most stylistic hot biscuit rap. Pop this and that, spitting trash. Black still the most magnificent. Gorilla rap beat my chest to the rhythm. Still a motherfucking phenom. And MC is bomb with each mic I breathe on. Proceed calm or beat on, you be won. When gladiators attack, this be the theme song. Throw ink on holy scrolls and sing songs. Ringing your bell like King Kong. Enormous monster stomping through the forest, leaving giant footprints in the chorus. Flagrant, staying bent like contortionist. Rap shit feeding bastards like an orphanage. Obviously in my prime like Optimus. The dopest mess you ever heard.
Etc., etc. Shake down. Look at the materials on the wall. What is you talking about? Is it dangerous? This is a part of love, and this is what we have to do, regardless of race, color, or creed.
Yeah. See, I ain't trying to be the greatest. I'm just trying to be the one. Started from the bottom. I said taking a nigga that's born in sin. You tell him he born to win, and then you get me. You get me? Hit a breakdown. I was born in the era of losses. Mass confusion from the masses. Master usage of a master. School of madness, closet. No Santa Clauses, just closets. Filled with vanity we place upon our backs to cover scars. From the claws of the Jezebel to where the cross is. Take the wood and capture virgin souls and sell their souls to save themselves. Welcome.
to the kingdom inside this king's dome, where the system tries to assist them to systems overload and sit to sit on stiff dicks from dickheads and blow jobs, cause minimum wage ain't gonna pay our bills, nigga. So peep the riddles from this riddler, ridiculed on that riddling at 12 years old with a mind full of gold. Know my mama contemplated using contraceptives after confirmation of my condition, but she don't know that feeling when she just call you retarded. You popping pills in the office and nurses give you some water, facilitating a problem. You overheading predictions for seeing you in the columns. Not for niggas with balls, but for niggas living behind them. Writing signs, pray for signs and hope that someone signs them. Singing sayonara to poverty, molding minds of minds who never did bother to think. I call it pottery, but this potter is plotting to turn you clays into Ali's, nigga. Word. See, I ain't trying to be the greatest, I'm just trying to be the one. Started from the bottom of the barrel, no skies and no limits for my niggas. Word. See, I ain't trying to be the greatest, I'm just trying to be the one. Started from the bottom of the barrel. My conception wasn't immaculate. My soul has never walked. I felt the soil of Nazareth. And though my penis has penetrated the Virgin Mary's, I repent and pray I meet my maker after death. My eye on Zion while living life in the matrix. My vision has been exposed, so I can't go back to the basics. Back to life as I know it. Back to lacking motivation and moving. Knowing your ulterior motives. These opportunities altering niggas' loyalty. Fuck with me on the come up. But if I ever decide to never to fuck with music again, y'all niggas won't fuck with me. But luckily, I made a lot of promises I swore I keep. So I'ma lose all the blood you leeches gon' take from me. And I'ma bleed on the cross you niggas gon' make from me. And I'ma lose all the sanity y'all gon' take from me. See, if that's the price of being the one, then so be it. Trading all that I know for the world to know what my name is. The chain y'all gave me to hang is what I'm gon' use to hang with. They always try to kill a nigga on his way to greatness. But I'm a martyr for every picture I paint. And the blood inside of my veins is the color I chose to paint with. It's kinda gory, but what's a little bit of pain to a prophet who's paving his way to the basement? Dodging bullets, foes, and holes who's laced with broken promises to be monogamous. But keep your lipstick off my collar, bitch. You know what time it is, nigga. It's my time. Work. See, I ain't trying to be the greatest, I'm just trying to be the one, Started from the bottom of the barrel, no skies and no limits for my niggas. Word. Said I ain't trying to be the greatest, I'm just trying to be the one. Started from the bottom of the barrel. Word. See, I ain't trying to be the greatest, I'm trying to be the one. Started from the bottom of the barrel. Skies are no limits for my niggas. Word. I ain't trying to be the greatest, I'm trying to be the one. We started from the bottom of the barrel. No skies are no limits for my niggas. No skies are no limits, nigga. Reality, good looking for this one, nigga. I needed this. Word.
Folks, demands before Congress. Dancing to always make it good on a promise. Romance in the gardens. Bands of a boxing. Band of the profit. Dismantling problems. Whatever you do, do it grand and be honest. You're lost in the world if a man is unconscious. My plan is to rock this planet with Lockton. Stand at the top, Rembrandt of this hip hop ish. Post Renaissance man with his accomplice. Known for chopping up dirty samples till they polish. All with a balance, a ballot, and brolic. With the power to leave a pretty palace demolished. Built from the rubble by expanding our knowledge. Yourself
And maybe these collabs with markers can help. It's like a blank canvas with a beautiful frame. No limits of what I can do with the pain. If the sky is the limit, the higher we aim. Every journey to the top requires some pain. And though it hurt just a little, it might help the world just a little. Maybe it hurt a whole lot. Goodness, fight it the world, so yeah. Never gonna stop. So raw, God told me take a cup from the paces and draw sketches of pain I've been faced with before. Many try to squeeze their foot up in my A6 and walk. See the world through my eyes, couldn't paint what I saw. Palette isn't wide enough. Maybe he ain't got enough of what it take inside his gut to stimulate thought. Or make the people smarten up, or at least liven up. Maybe he had tried it, but couldn't stay the course. And that's where we come in. What I spat over drumming and scrap well. Feel like pastels on some vellum. Vivid uses smooth textures. Better tell them. This is used to infect your cerebellum. With freedom of expression. Fine art, no art. Fine for bigger too aggressive. Or the opposite. Indeed, it is a blessing when we rocking it. See us in a session. Masterpieces, what we dropping, kid. It's like a blank canvas with a beautiful frame. No limit to what I can do with the pain. If the sky is the limit, the higher we aim. Every journey to the top requires some pain. And though it hurt just a little, it might help the world just a little. Maybe it hurt a whole lot. Goodness, fight it the world, so we never gonna stop.
Better way to still paint pictures with no canvas. Better way to still paint pictures with no canvas. Better way to still paint pictures with no canvas.
Meditate to help focus my mind so we can change the world one stroke at a time. Expose the wicked who pose as divine, but won't admit it when they're cold to my kind. Hoping we're blind, can't stop, won't stop till they're forced to resign. Even when I'm in my prime, I will rise. I know how to climb. Good spirit from the beginning, though I was broke at the time. It's like a blank canvas with a beautiful frame. No limit to what I can do with the pain. If the sky is the limit, the higher we aim. Every journey to the top requires some pain. And though it hurt just a little, it might help the world just a little. Maybe it hurt a whole lot. Couldn't fight it the world, so we never gon' stop. It's like a blank canvas with a beautiful frame. No limit to what I can do with the pain. If the sky is the limit, the higher we aim. Every journey to the top requires some pain. And though it hurt just a little, it might help the world just a little. Maybe it hurt a whole lot. Couldn't fight it the world, so we never gon' stop.
Rapping Maryland worldwide. Nice of y'all to show up. Still listening to dumb shit. When you gon' grow up? Fans still asking me, when you gon' blow up? Fans like, when you drop some new shit? Hold up. Home sweet home, my biggest record to date. Still don't know where I'm from. I even stayed in the state. Apparently, people thought it was three of me. One from Tokyo, Brooklyn, and the DMV. Same dude, champ, just my grinds three times dope, like EST. You would think these rhymes wrote with ESP, cause I knew what you would like before there was a button on your app or your site. Right, it's cool we following the tastemakers, but the source always lie in the creators. Most high MC and the beat makers. Shine now, they gon' see later.
You late, still don't know the time. Told them check the resume, they know that I'm here to stay. Get familiar with the catalog, get me familiar. Cause we ain't done, no, hell no, still here. Give me mine, cause it's long overdue. Hell yeah, we ain't going nowhere. Hell no, still here. Give me mine, cause it's long overdue. Hell yeah.
The beat maker is here from a tribe called Tanya. Yawn. Some of y'all think I never made other songs. It's just weird. I kicked ass for the past couple years. Well, perception is a mofuck. It's cool though, still a low tug. Leader by the underground, even on the L. A brother gotta rise, I hope it all gels. But I was told never pay attention to the his. Tortoise in the death, earn pension that shit. And when you in the interview and they ain't do the knowledge, like ask her who produced it, and what's up with Elias? Who? LOL and keep smiling. Spelling Don's name all wrong in the writings. All he had to do was get busy on the wiki. Now the arm stiff and the shoulder more nippy.
Still don't know the time. Told him check the resume, they know that I'm here to stay. Get familiar with the catalog, get me familiar. Cause we ain't done, no, hell no, still here. Give me
mine, cause it's long overdue. Hell yeah, we ain't going nowhere. Hell no, I'm still here. Give me mine, cause it's long overdue. Hell yeah.
If you hear somebody saying fuck you, I rhyme better. I'm the co-writer, pay me royalty for good measure. Simple rule of thumb, where you do this from? We usually stunt, did it by our chewing gum. Which reminds me, why they keep calling us Bob? It's Bob Alloy. Someone please get up a swab. And I hear him saying press it, don't wax, but didn't know that I pressed like 11. In fact, how many you got exactly? Couldn't Google shit before you asked me, or acquire basic rudiment before you tagged me. Some only care who made the beat I was blessed with, then they F up the name like the shit ain't in the credits. Guessing they're allergic to line and those posts. Most of my lyrics still they murderize my quotes. None of this shit's beyond your scope. Guess I should be happy that at least you find me dope.
Thanks. You late, still don't know the time. Told them check the res, I made them know that I'm here to stay. Get familiar with the catalog, get me familiar, cause we ain't done, no. Hell no, still here, give me mine, cause it's long overdue. Hell yeah, we ain't going nowhere. Hell no, still here, give me mine, cause it's long overdue. Hell yeah,
substantial up in here with my feet. He's up in here, plus Tanya Morgan. They up in here with my Allo. We up in here, no less than every day. Up in here with E-Fam and the Plague. Up in here, y'all hip hop. We up in here, and you provide. We up in here, yeah.
See, I got a ball of lip for property, so I slip my beanie on slopper and promenade out to take up a collection. I got game like I read the directions. I'm wishing that I had an automobile as I feel the cold wind rush pills. But let me state that I'm a hustler for real, so you know I got the stolen bus pass. Just as the bus pulls up and I step to the river, so lady look like she drank a 40 or 50. I see my old school partner say his brother got popped. Pay my respects, can you ring the bell? We came to my stop. The street light reflects off the urine on the ground, which reflects off the hamburger sign that turns round, which reflects off the chrome of the BMW, which reflects off the fact that I'm broke. Now what the hell is new? I need new. I spot the mark walking in the tweed suit. I'm in his butt quicker than a kick from a grease boot. Eased up slow in the street. Could tell he was suspicious by the way he slid his feet. Didn't want to muck up the come up, so I smiled, winked my eyes, said, hey, how's it hanging? I bumped into his shoulder, but he passed with no reaction. Damn, this punk trick had hella Andrew Jackson. Footsteps echo in the darkness, my teeth clench tight like a fist in the cold sharp mist. I look down and I hear my stomach growling. Step to Burger King to attack it like a trout. I never paid for things that I could get by doing dirt. Linger to the girl cashier and start to flirt. All up in her face and her breath was like murder. Damn the things I do for a free hamburger.
Well, you got my number, you gonna call me tonight?
It depends, it's them burgers attached to a price. I'm just kidding, I'ma call, even write you love letters. Thanks for the burgers, hook me up with a Dr. Pepper.
That's cool, you want some ice?
Yeah, and some fries would be hella nice.
Damn, my manager is coming to pay off, okay? Day.
I'm about to hit it anyway. Like a million bucks, I'll be the flyest motherfucker in the Afro in a tux. My arm is at a right angle up, silver tray in my hand. May I
interest you in some caviar, ma'am. My eye shoots around the room there and here, noticing the diamonds in the chandelier. Background Barry Manilow, Copacabana, and a strong damn sip of stogies from Havana. What no place where a brother might been. Snobby old ladies drinking champagne with rich white men. All right then, let's begin this. Nights like this is good for business. 5 minutes in the mix, notice several different clicks talking, giggling, the script, and one big baller in between, and everybody else jacking him, throttling. Found out later he on Coca-Cola bottling, talking to a black man. Who's he? Confused me, looking hella bougie. Booty all tight and sedity. Recognize him as the mayor of my city, who treats young black men like Frank Nitty. Mr. Coke said to Mr. Mayor, you know we got a process like Ice-T's hair. We put up the funds for your election campaign. And waiter, can you bring the champagne? Our real estate firm says opportunities are rousing to make some condos out of low-income housing immediately. We need some media heat to say that gangs run the street, and then we bring in the police fleet. Harass and beat everybody till they look inebriated. When we buy the land, these black folks gonna appreciate it. Don't worry about the urban leaguer Jesse Jackson. My man that owns Marlboro donated a fat sum. That's when I step back some to contemplate what you know. Sat down, wrestle with my thoughts like a sumo. Ain't no one player that could beat this lunacy. Ain't no hustler on the street could do a whole community. This is how deep it can get. It reads macaroni on my birth certificate. Putin Tang is my middle name, but I can't hang. I'm getting hustled, only knowing half the game.